I'm not going, Billy. She stood there in the dark stairwell, glowing in her white gown. The only light shone from a bare bulb on the landing. She turned, the gown gathered in her fist. He clutched her arm.
Prue, we better go. I don't want to get on the wrong side of him. Look, just for tonight, then I'll tell him. I don't know, you're allergic to the paint or you're afraid of heights or something. But we can't flat out refuse. Let's just get Fritz to take us over.
She jerked her arm away and fished the apartment key out of her white satin bag holding the envelopes from the wedding. Tell him what you want, but I'm not having anything to do with that slimy gangster. They're all the scum of the earth as far as I'm concerned.
Look, Prue, he does have a haunch, you know. He's a human being, he snapped. Now she annoyed him, judging Rosie for no good reason.
You like him so much, you stay there. She fled up the stairs in a whoosh of satin. Her footsteps echoed and died above.
Prue! God damn it!
But she'd already entered their apartment. Their door slammed shut. Man, she was touchy these days.
All right, I will.
But he stood there for a long time, torn between his wife of 5 hours and his powerful business partner.